The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, welcome everyone. Good to see you this morning. And let's turn to page 30 in our chant book, and we'll start with our chant, and then we'll have a period of sitting, and then towards the last part of it, or about halfway through, I'll lead you through a guided compassion meditation that you can go along with, or you can just continue to practice, okay? So please, full-heartedly, let us share the suffusion of the divine abodes. Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, in the mind imbued with loving kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, there to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundance, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, tuned to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide,
pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, unmountained, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will.
Just invite you to take your seat, noble, grounded, rooted to the earth like a Buddha or Bodhisattva. Your noble posture, spine extended along the natural curves, and resting in breath and awareness as we practice for this time together. you wish, you can continue to sit as you are or follow along with this guided practice of compassion called Tonglin. It has several steps. The first one is simply just resting in awareness in the vast, spacious, fresh, open space of awareness, of vast, boundless compassion, equanimity, bodhicitta. Room for everything to come and go as it is. The second step is visualizing or bringing to mind something that is causing suffering in your own heart. It may even be about the world. That painful, heavy, perhaps even contracted, claustrophobic feeling as the heart clutches or contracts away from that which is painful. Sometimes it's suggested to visualize like a dark, thick smoke, like we've had from the fires out west and north. And we take in, it's this practice of taking in and touching that which is painful, difficult, hard to open to, on the in-breath and on the out-breath of releasing it as light, freshness, compassion, unconditional love. So we become a kind of recycling or filtering plant where we take in that which is unwanted, painful, suffering. We can start with ourselves. It actually touches the heart of our compassion, and the out-breath is the response of wanting relief or release. So this third step is taking, inhaling it, touching the heart into this vast space, and exhaling that freshness, that wish to be free and at ease. Just work with yourself gently at your own pace, not forcing. If at any time you need to just rest in awareness or just breathe naturally, that's fine. And then you can stay with yourself, or you can continue on to the fourth step, which is to perhaps bring to mind or realize that just as I suffer in these ways, others are maybe suffering similarly. And we can begin to take in, let touch the suffering of others just as myself, who may be feeling this pain or something similar. On the in-breath, as it moves, touches our heart, we touch into that vast spaciousness, clear as the blue sky. And then on the out-breath, releasing it, freshness, compassion, as we respond with the wish for all beings, including ourselves, to be free, free from suffering. So just continue to practice in your own pace and way, and to rest as needed. See if you can balance the in-breath with the out-breath. And now let's just let go the effort and let yourself rest and just sit, resting in open awareness. Letting go, letting be.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.